There is no difference between any of his creation in the perspective that they are all creation. They are all needy. They are all in need of the Creator for their existence. And in this perspective, there's no difference between me, a plant, an animal, a star, a saint, a sinner, a prophet, a misguiding devil. All the creations of Allah in this perspective are the same. Every single particle of existence, which is the creation of Allah, is absolutely needy for existence towards its creator. You know what this means, brothers and sisters? We mentioned in previous episodes, we discussed this together, dear brothers and sisters, that the way that we understand Islam is a way that is completely irrelevant to our lives. It's like telling us there's life on Mars. Okay, good. What did that do for me? How does that change my life? Nothing. Neither does it change my actions. Neither does it change my perspective. It doesn't do anything for me. It's just an extra bit of information. Knowing it and not knowing it is the same, actually. But when the Quran is speaking about Tawheed, Allah, if you think, if I think about these verses, it will change our lives. If we understand that all creation is in one category in terms of neediness towards its creator, you know what that means? It means that no longer can a human being fall at the feet of another human being. Forget about idols of wood and stone and statues. No human being can fall at the feet of another human being. I don't have the right, you don't have the right to fall at the feet of another human being because you are the same as them. You are needy to Allah, they are needy to Allah. And whatever good you see in them, it's from Allah. He can take it from them whenever He wants. You see wealth? Go, Allah is saying, come to me. Don't humiliate yourself and go to other than me. Seek wealth by its natural means, because I have put these means in creation. But remember, it's all coming from me. All you need to do is obey me, worship me, live the way I want you to live, and you're sorted. You don't need to humiliate yourself in front of anyone. So brothers and sisters, when we realize that all of creation is the same in this perspective, neither are we able to fall at the feet of another human being, nor do we have the right to make another human being fall at our feet. It means that your profession doesn't make you more valuable as a human being. Don't think for a moment because you're a doctor, you're somewhat more valuable than the person who's cleaning your robes. You are exactly the same. Don't think for one moment because you're a teacher, you are somehow superior to someone who didn't have the chance to get an education, who was a farmer their whole life, for example. You're the same. Don't be deceived by the fakeness of this world, the facade of this world. Don't think for one moment just because someone's in front of the camera, they're somehow better than you. You know what this means? This means that in Islam, we cannot have celebrity culture. And that includes Islamic speakers, by the way. Some brothers and sisters think, oh, but we're idolizing a certain sheikh. We're idolizing a certain Sayyid. We're idolizing a certain Islamic speaker. Islam has a problem with the idolization, right? Islam has, do you know what you do when you idolize someone? You lower your value, you fall at the feet of that person. We don't have this in Islam. Everyone has to fall at the feet of Allah, the Exalted. Everyone. Every particle of existence is in a state of submission to Him. This is Unplugged. Freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.